Well, it's time to talk to our first Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week for the spring season. We've talked about her a few times this afternoon. Only an eighth grader at United South Central. She has led the way for the Rebels to 2 wins this season. USC just had 3 wins all of last season. They got those 3 wins thanks to her as a seventh grader. Before we talk to Mariah Anderson, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, let's talk with the head coach of USC, Brandon Nesseth. And Brandon, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk about Mariah, let's talk about your perspective as a head coach. 30 strikeouts in 2 games. You knew coming into the season you're going to have your ace pitcher as an eighth grader. What does she do so well on the mound?
Yeah, you know, we kind of knew coming from last year, obviously, what Mariah could do. She had 127 strikeouts last year in about 77 innings. So far in her last 5 starts, she's had 75 strikeouts, so averaged about 15 a game. So yeah, it was definitely something that we were excited about to have her back, you know, and also to have that experience as a seventh grader and then come into her eighth grade season and kind of be able to build on that. And the other thing is she does so much time or spends so much time in the off season, if it's dome ball or if it's playing with the Peppers up in Mankato in the off season, that you knew she'd be ready and ready to go at the start of the season.
Now, Brandon, it sounds like besides being a good pitcher, she swings a good bat as an eighth grader, too.
She does. She's, you know, offensively, defensively, and then obviously pitching, she kind of brings it all. She slapped for us most of the time last season. She led our team with a 286 average. This year, we're having her hit a little bit more. We're having more in kind of a 3 spot, looking for a little bit more power from her. And so far, she's delivered in that first game, you know, to go 3 for 4. Have some of those big hits, drive in 2 runs, score 2 runs, and have 2 doubles like that was just kind of credit to what she can do and her ability at the plate.
Again, Brandon Nesseth, the head coach of USC Softball, talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Mariah Anderson. And Brandon, I'll have you hand the phone over to Mariah. Hello, Mariah.
Hi.
Hey, congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Now, before we talk about you being a 2-0 in the season pitching, 30 strikeouts through 2 games, I want to talk about what you do in the off season. Now, your head coach said you play with a program or an organization in Mankato. Talk about that a little bit.
We do a lot of tournaments in the summer. We do fall ball tournaments almost every weekend in the fall and almost every tournament in the summer, every weekend too.
And what's the name of the organization in Mankato that you play some softball with?
Mankato Peppers.
Mankato Peppers, okay. Heard of them before. That's a good organization to be a part of. Now, Mariah, through 2 games, you have 30 strikeouts on the mound. In your mind, what makes you so effective as a pitcher? What are your strengths on the mound?
I try not to think about what's happening and just focus on the hitter and the strike zone.
Now, do you have a strikeout pitch? Is there a certain pitch that you like to go to when someone's got 2 strikes on them?
The inside high fastball.
You know, I should not have asked you that. Now everybody knows. We're going to go with that strikeout pitch. So inside high fastball. Again, Mariah Anderson, eighth grader from USC, 30 strikeouts through 2 games. And did it help a lot getting some experience last year as a seventh grader?
Yes.
And what do you think you learned from the games that you played last year that you brought into this season?
That I just have to throw strikes and trust my defense.
Now, when it comes to your teammates, is there a lot of older girls on the team then?
Yes.
I assume everybody gets along just great. And I mean, they look to you to be a leader, and I'm sure you have some great senior and junior leaders on the team as well.
Yes.
Mariah Anderson with us, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Mariah, your coach said you had a few hits in that opening day win. Talk about your hitting style. Now, he said they've had you do a lot of slap hitting. Explain to me what slap hitting is. I know what it is, but for our listeners out there, what does it mean to be a slap hitter?
You bat left hand and you like run into a pitch to get like a good lead off and to make good contact with the ball.
And that way, when you're batting left-handed, sometimes you're already, I don't know, a quarter of the way down the baseline by the time you hit the ball, correct?
Yes.
Now, Mariah, besides softball, and it sounds like a softball takes up a lot of your time, what other sports or activities are you involved in?
I do gymnastics and volleyball.
Gymnastics and volleyball. So for an eighth grader, does that put you at 14 or 15?
14
years old. So gymnastics, volleyball, softball. Do you have any free time for yourself?
Not really.
Now, I'm assuming since you play in Mankato when it comes to a softball, that softball's got to be your favorite sport out of the three?
Gymnastics is my favorite right now. Well, I still like softball.
Well, let's talk about gymnastics. What kind of, different events you can compete in when it comes to gymnastics?
Vault, bars, beam, and floor.
And where do you compete on a gymnastics team?
Kansas Gymnastics.
Okay. Very cool. Again, 8th grader Mariah Anderson joining us, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Again, 14 years old, and she is the ace on the mound for the USC softball team. Mariah, talk about your family. Who are your mom and dad and any siblings? Talk about them as well.
Kim Anderson and Mike Anderson, and I have one younger brother, Ryder, and one older brother, Brennan.
Okay, so you're right in the middle. And how old is your oldest brother, and how old is your youngest brother?
My oldest brother is 16, and my younger brother is 10.
Mariah Anderson again with us, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And do you feel any extra pressure on you this season? They look to you to pitch a lot of innings. You're kind of the ace of the team. Do you feel any extra pressure?
A little.
And that's okay.
But not much.
Not much. Who is the usual catcher for USC? Because anytime that you're a good pitcher, you lean on your catcher a lot. Who is your main catcher?
Taylor Schroeder.
And talk about Taylor. I assume she's a pretty good catcher, and you two work well together.
Yeah, she's a really good catcher. She had a really good throwdown the other night. She usually catches for me in the off season. She is very encouraging when I'm struggling.
Now, Mariah, we talked about your strikeout pitch, and before we let you go, give us a rundown, because I know there's different spins that you can put on a softball. How many pitches do you throw? Do you have a few different techniques or arm angles that you throw at? Talk about how many pitches or different kind of pitches that you deliver during a game.
I have a fast, a change, a drop, and a rise.
Okay, and I know what a drop is. That's when it goes down. We know a rise is when it goes up. Is that just a different spin you put on the softball?
Yeah, a different, grip with the ball and arm lined up.
Very cool. Again, she's off to a great start as an eighth grader. 2-0 on the season. USC 2-0 as well. Mariah Anderson with 15 strikeouts in each of the first two games. That's 30 already for the season for the eighth grader. Mariah, thank you so much for the time. A lot of fun talking softball with you. Congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Again, Mariah Anderson joining us. I always enjoy talking to student athletes here in the area. 14 years old, and she's the ace of the USC softball team. This is going to be a story to follow all season long. 3-17, if you haven't heard, that was the record of USC last year. She was a seventh grader. She pitched in all three wins in that 3-17 campaign. They got a win against Maple River yesterday, a good Maple River team. I think it was 2-0. 2-0 might have been the final. And Mariah Anderson, again, struck out 15 in that victory. So congrats to her, and thank you to head coach Brandon Nesseth for joining us here on KATE Radio. We'll check in with the Minnesota News Network coming up. ABC News already, or coming your way at the top of the hour, I should say. And we're going to run through prep scores from yesterday. If you missed anything, when it comes to prep scores. We got the full rundown for you coming up before 4 on Kate.